Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, you, and you. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are blessed again to be with us here at PSM Live, Praise the Lamb of God, with Prophetic Perspectives. I am excited about God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Happy to have each of you that's chiming in and tuning in with us today to be a part of our dynamic and exciting show. Of course, today is Word Thursday, Praise the Lamb of God. It's the day that on PSM International on Facebook, we post word all day long, Praise the Lamb of God. We talk of the word, we speak of the word of God because we believe in the prophetic word. We believe that when God said, let there be, Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that that word was prophetic, and let is still letting. Let is letting and has let you wake up this morning. Let started you on your way. Let, Praise the Lamb of God, gave you strength to rise from your sleeping place and go about your business. Let is allowing us to be on the show right now, Praise the Lamb of God. And so we believe in that word so much, Praise the Lamb of God, as that it cannot fail us because of our belief in what is true and what is right, and that we have the right interpretation and the right perspective of the Word of God. So many people look at the Bible as a history book, praise the Lamb of God. But those of us, hallelujah, who are in Christ, those of us who are prophetic, recognize that it is the very breath, the very urach in Hebrew, the very pneuma in Greek, praise the Lamb of God, the very Spirit of God. It's the very breath, wind of God, praise the Lamb of God. And we thank and praise God for his prophetic word today. Hallelujah. I believe in the prophetic word. I've seen its works. I've seen it come to pass too many times. God has spoken, hallelujah, and things have come to pass. And I'm watching it every day of my life, hallelujah, as God is continuously showing forth, hallelujah, the works and wonders of his words. The works and the wonders of his word, people of God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what he's doing in your life today, even in bringing you into a place that his word can manifest, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, in the purposes and the plan of God for you. For I know the plan that I have for you, praise the Lamb of God, says the Lord. I know the plan. I know the vision that I have for you that is good and not evil, and it shall, and it does have an expected end, praise the Lamb of God. There's expectation on the end of God's word for your life today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve. We serve an awesome God. I just said enough, praise the Lamb of God, to end the show right now. That was just enough right there. But we have a good show lined up today for you, praise the Lamb of God, as we talk and share on many things, praise the Lamb of God, that God has done for us, that God is doing for us, praise the Lamb of God. And also that concerning, praise the Lamb of God, you today, because, of course, in about an hour or so, we will open up our lines for our prophetic stream. So you can email somebody, text somebody, and do what you do, praise the Lamb of God, to let them know, hallelujah, that the prophet is on the air, praise the Lamb of God, that this is the prophetic hour, that the prophetic hour is here, and we are ready, praise the Lamb of God, as you can hear my voice, to give out the prophetic word, hallelujah, concerning what God is doing and what God is going to do, even in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. I love Jesus today. I love him, I love him, I love him, and nobody can change that. Praise the Lamb of God. I love Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God, the Christ of God. I love Jesus. I love him. Raphael, I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Sylvia, I love me Jesus. Divine Favor, I love Jesus. Chetuan, I love Jesus. I love him. I love him. That's some of my sons and daughters that I know is tuned in, praise the Lamb of God, to the show today. I love me some Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. New York, I love him. Hallelujah. Texas, I love him. Albuquerque, I love him. California, I love him. Praise the Lamb of God. Arkansas, I love him. Illinois, I love him. Indiana, I love him. Hallelujah. South Carolina, North Carolina, I love me some Jesus today. Canada, I love me some Jesus. UK, I love me some Jesus today. Praise the Lamb of God, and I hope and pray that you are in love with him too. Michigan, I love me some Jesus. Go Blue, praise the Lamb of God, but I love me Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. He is all the world to me, and I hope and pray that the love I have for him, you have for him also, because there is none like our God. Hallelujah. There's none that can do what our God does. Praise the Lamb of God. And even when we think that God is not concerned, his care shows up, his love shows up, and the manifestation of his word becomes real to us again, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I received the testimony just this morning, hallelujah, that brought water to my eyes and joy to my heart to see, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, some years of promise, praise the Lamb of God, be made manifest, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. They asked me, don't share it. They said they haven't shared it with their church yet. They want to share it with their church, praise the Lamb of God. Then they're going to expose it, and they're going to come right here on this show and share what God has done for them. Brave Dilemma. But people, let me tell you something. It is a miracle. In my eyes, it is a miracle what God has done for them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Many of you know this person. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to see that the manifestation season is here. Praise the Lamb of God. That the season of promise has made its arrival. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people are playing games with it. Hallelujah. Some people are playing games with it. But then there's others of us who are serious about what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. We're serious about it. We're serious about it. Praise the Lamb of God. We've sold out. Hallelujah. We've surrendered our time, our talents. Praise the Lamb of God. And our treasures to the things of God. We will be the reapers. Praise the Lamb of God. Even though we've sowed in tears, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God today. Touch somebody. Reach out. Touch somebody. Call somebody. Knock on somebody's door. Ring the bell. Praise the Lamb of God. Text them, email them, inbox them, tell them that, praise the Lamb of God, the prophet is in his place today. Praise the Lamb of God, walking in the prophetic office today. Praise the Lamb of God, as the Spirit of the Lord is giving us utterance. I feel good. I guess you hear it in my voice. Praise the, and I didn't get out of the bed feeling this way. Praise the, but when somebody calls me or texts me and give me a testimony, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that I know, that I know, that I know that it's nobody but Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm connected to it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It gives me joy down in my soul. Many people doubt my giftings. Many people doubt my callings. Many people doubt my anointing. But I tell you something, Reginald, the proof is in the pudding. Praise the Lamb of God. The proof is in the pudding. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sooner or later, they're going to run dead smack into that word. I'd have people walk away from me, praise the Lamb, and come back years later and say, you know what you told me? I said, I told my sister, oh, he just said that. I don't know why, but I don't know why he would prophesy to me. It didn't come to pass. But I have to come back and apologize to you, prophet, because it sure came to pass, just like you said it was. And I was ashamed to come back and tell you. Praise the Lord. God's word is true. God's word is sure. And when God speak it, it shall come to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. And nobody can stop it. You can doubt it. You can jump up and holler about it. You can do flips and roll over backwards. But when God has spoken, hallelujah, people of God, it shall come to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass. And God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! I'm excited about God today. I'm excited about God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Our God is God. Hallelujah. Let's listen to Ty Trippett right now. Praise the Lamb of God.
Glory to glory, and I I'll be chasing after you, and I'll forever be chasing after you. I'll be chasing after you.
My, I tell you, people of God, there is just nothing like, praise the Lamb of God, chasing hard after God and the promises that he has laid upon our lives. What an awesome God we serve, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Boy, I'm chasing after you and I'm chasing hard after you, God, praise the Lamb of God. Anybody chasing after God today, chasing hard after him, praise the Lamb of God, as the deer, hallelujah, runneth to the brooks, chasing after the water, praise the Lamb of God. Lord, so my heart chases after you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for each of you today. Those of you listening via the internet, you can call in and be a part of our live studio today at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on and join us today, as today is Prophetic Word Day on our Praise the Lamb of God show today. And also, Praise the Lamb of God is Prophetic Word Day on our page. Hallelujah. Well, we are posting the Word of God, hallelujah, and the Prophetic Word of God all day long on Facebook under Prophet Shakespeare Ministries. We thank and praise God for each of you that are calling in today, those of you that's being a part of this show today. I love God. I love you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know, hallelujah, that you know, praise the Lamb of God, that the Word of God is about to burst fresh and renew your faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Give you that boost that you need to know that you know that God is on your side, people of God. Hallelujah. God could do something every day, and he really does. I think we just are not aware of that, all the little things that God does, you know. Praise the Lamb of God. Married couples can relate to this. Praise the Lamb. I'm sure being around the house, the little things, praise the Lamb of God, that a spouse does for the other one, praise the Lamb of God. Like the husband sometimes will look on top of the refrigerator because he's taller than the wife and clean the top of the refrigerator, praise the Lamb. But at the same time, he might leave his socks on the floor, but his wife picks them up. Praise the Lamb of God. The little things. Sometimes God does some things that you have not observed or you have overlooked. Praise the Lamb of God. And God takes care of it for you without you even knowing it. Praise the Lamb of God. He never comes back and says, thank you for picking up my socks, because he's high. He's looking up high. He overlooked his socks. Praise the Lamb of God. And he never tells his wife that he cleaned off the top of the refrigerator, because she never looks up at the top of the refrigerator. She only reaches up and grabs stuff. But all the dust that accumulates over time, praise the Lamb of God, he's the one that keeps it clean. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, that is a good analogy of how God works, praise the Lamb of God, behind the scenes in our lives in order, praise the Lamb of God, to do things for us, praise God. But sometimes God does something in your life, praise the Lamb of God, to boost your faith, praise the Lamb of God, to boost your faith and your stability in him, that you will know that you know that you know that nobody did it but Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. And those are the type of things, hallelujah, that God is about to do in your life right now, the manifestations that's about to take place in the lives of the believers, praise the Lamb of God, that you're going to know, that you're going to know, that you know that nobody did it but God, and you shall say that God did it, praise the Lamb of God. I am just excited, people of God, because of the fact, hallelujah, what God does for us, praise the Lamb of God, is sometimes not taken in the right perspective, and when it's taken out of perspective, and we don't understand it, that's when it causes chaos in our lives. We be tripping, and praise the Lamb of God, thinking that we're going through and this, that, and another, and God is just setting us up, praise the Lamb of God, to be a miracle. We must understand, as his children, as believers, as ambassadors and representatives of the kingdom, God has a right to make you the object lesson, praise the Lamb of God, and he don't have to tell you. Praise God. He has the right to make you an object lesson without you even knowing that he's doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. For oncoming generations, praise the Lamb, and for whomever else he desired it to be for, so that people can look at you one day and see, praise the Lamb of God, the glory of your story. Hallelujah. People, there's glory in your story. I hope you know it. Praise the Lamb of God. There's glory in your story. And you have to be willing, praise the Lamb of God, for God to be able to use you in this way. Sometimes I think we forget, praise the Lamb of God, who we are in God and how much God really loves us, praise the Lamb of God, as we're going through things. Hallelujah. But God is always there. His word to us is, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Praise the Lamb of God. If you can just get that guarantee from God, praise the Lamb of God, and then live in it every day. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. The storm, praise the Lamb of God, that came on, hallelujah, the Sea of Galilee, when the disciples were on the ship, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus was on the ship with them. But listen to the word of God. I will never leave thee, neither will I forsake thee. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I will never leave thee, neither will I forsake thee. Praise the Lamb of God. When the storm came, Jesus was right there on the ship. He said, I'll never leave you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he dealt with that storm. When they was on the boat going across, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus was up in a mountain praying in the fourth watch of the night. Hallelujah. And the sea became boisterous and this, that, and the wind started blowing as they went across to the other side. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. On that lake. And it got so bad, praise the Lamb of God, until they were fearful. And Jesus came walking upon the water. Praise the Lamb of God. His walking upon the water, he came, praise the Lamb of God, for a reason and a purpose. And that reason and purpose he came for, praise the Lamb of God, was to show forth, hallelujah, that I have not forsaken you, even though you did not see me. Even though, praise the Lamb of God, I'm not on the boat. I know what's coming. I know what you're going to enter into. I'm walking upon the storm. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm with you. I will not forsake you. Neither will I leave you. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must be able, people of God, to find that stability, to find that place in God, praise the Lamb of God, that gives us a solid platform. Hallelujah. A solid platform, a solid place in God to be able to say, oh my God, hallelujah, the Lord is with me. No matter what I'm going through, the Lord is with me. No matter how it looks, the Lord is with me. No matter how it looks, the Lord is with me. No matter how confused it looks, the Lord is with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when you know that the Lord is with you, praise the Lamb of God, he's going to let you know even the more that he's with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Even to the end of the ages is the promise. Hallelujah. I live in it. Praise the Lamb of God. I walk in it. Hallelujah. I don't walk in the balance in my bank account. I don't walk, praise the Lamb of God, because of my friends and loved ones and family and children that's around me that I look at maybe as a safety net. I don't walk in that. I walk in knowing that the Lord is with me. Praise the Lamb of God. That's my safety net. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. It's prayer time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want a volunteer today. Praise the Lamb of God. Where's my daughter? Mad Denise, are you with me today? Praise the Lamb of God. Push one if you are. Hallelujah. One of my daughters and one of my... Oh, wait. I got a caller right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 734. Your mic is high.
This is Raphael. I was calling to volunteer for prayer.
Oh, you're calling to volunteer for prayer. All right. Praise the Mad Denise. I see you. You here too. Praise the Lamb of God. You know what? Praise the Lamb. It's no problem. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Both of you all can pray today. Praise the Lamb of God. I love prayer. Praise the Lamb. And prayer excites the spirit. And this just may be a divine setup right here. Praise the Lamb. Let me see if this is my daughter, Mad Denise. Mad Denise, is this you?
This is I. Good afternoon.
Hallelujah. She said, this is I. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, let me tell you something. Both of you are going to pray today. How's that? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And Raphael, you can go, and then Mad Denise will come behind you. But let me say this, people that's listening to our voice everywhere, we're praying for you, you, and you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Always for our sick and shut in. Praise the Lamb. And I know that kind of sounds kind of redundant, but people are sick every day. People get sick every day. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for our sick and shut in. We're praying. Hallelujah. for those in convalescent homes. We're praying for those in prison. I have some people in prison that I pray for. Praise the Lamb of God daily that the Lord will do a work behind the walls. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for you, you and you. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for those, hallelujah, who've been affected by catastrophic events. Praise and things and issues in their lives. Praise the Lamb of God that has made them feel shipwrecked in life, that God is still able, praise the Lamb of God, to let you make it on the broken pieces. God is still able, hallelujah, to make let you get to a safe haven on the broken pieces. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know, praise the Lamb, I have lost all. Hallelujah. I have lost all, people of God. Hallelujah. And I've seen God. I slept on a floor one night with nothing but a pillow, a sheet, and a blanket that was given to me in an empty apartment. I slept on the floor. Praise the Lamb of God. And the next morning, I rose up and I looked out that window to the east and I prayed. And the Lord spoke to me that morning and told me, because you chose me, watch how fast I fill this place. And about a month, I didn't have room to put another piece of brand new furniture. Praise the Lamb of God. And all of it was given to me. All of it was donated. All of it, brand new, good stuff was given to me. Praise the Lamb of God, because I chose God and chose to do it God's way. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I tell you, there's nothing our God cannot do. Come on and lift your hands now as our son Raphael comes and lead us to the throne of grace. Come on, son.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we come, God, giving your name honor, God. We give your name glory, God. We give your name praise, God. We lift you up, oh God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come standing in the gap for your people today, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask, God, that you would have your way today, God. We ask that you would move by your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the adversary, oh God. We bind sickness in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we come up against every disease, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, God, that you will open the blinded eye today, God, that you will open the deaf ear today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask that you will step into the hospital room today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and that you will breathe your breath on your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking, God, that your healing virtue will go forth, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you will bless our city today, oh God. Oh God, we ask, God, that you will bless Michigan, oh God. Oh God, that you will bless Chicago in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come up against the spirit of crime, oh God. Oh God, we come up against the spirit of murder, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, and we send it to a dry and barren place, God, never to return, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking that right now, God, that you will release your glory on this show, God, in the name of Jesus. Call somebody to be saved today, God. Call somebody to be delivered today, God. Call somebody to be set free today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking, God, that it not be by your power, God, that it not be by your might, God, but it be by your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, God, that yoke will be destroyed today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your release, God, today, God. Oh God, we thank you that right now, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're arresting your people in the Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus. Saturate us afresh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word that will be released today, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for Prophet Shakespeare, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the anointing that's on his life, oh God. We thank you that right now, God, that you're causing a fresh oil to fall on him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that right now, God, that you're causing his voice, God, to not only touch Michigan, God, but to touch nations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a ship in the spirit, oh God. We thank you that right now, God, that breakthrough is happening right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the manifest of your glory, God. We thank you for the
We thank you today, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that right now, God, that you would move, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said that if we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, God, that we can move mountains, God. So, God, we ask, God, that every mountain, God, that every obstacle, God, would be removed in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we ask that right now, God, that you will bless Pastor Shatwan, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hear the body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come up against sickness now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for your peace, God. And God, we thank you for your love, oh God. And God, we thank you for your joy, God. We thank you for your mercy today, God. Oh God, we thank you for your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless your holy name today, God, because you're worthy of our praise, oh God. You're worthy of our glory, God. You're worthy of our honor, oh God. You're worthy of our worship today, God.
Glory, God.
God, we lift you up. Hallelujah, God. God, we worship you because you're mighty, God. God, we honor you because you're almighty, God. God, we lift you up because you're omnipresent, God. God, we bless your holy name, Jesus. And we give you name honor, God. And we give your name the glory, God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Imagine this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We honor you, God. Lift you up in this place, oh God. You alone are worthy. You are the one true and living God, and we just bless you on today. We honor you, God. We magnify you. We exalt you, King of kings, Lord of lords. You are the breath that we breathe, oh God, and we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for giving us another chance to get it right, oh God. We thank you, God, for loving us enough, God, that you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, oh God, for we are a chosen people, oh God, for we did not choose you, but you chose us, oh God, and for that we want to tell you thank you, God. We just lift you up on today, oh God, because without you, we are nothing, oh God. Without you, we can do nothing, oh God. So I thank you on today. I thank you, God, for covenant relationships, God, that you have built through PSMI. I thank you, God, for your spirit that rests, rules, and abides upon that page, God, and upon your people and upon this show, oh God. I thank you, God, for moving by your spirit, God, and for calling things into alignment, God, of the way that you would have it to be in the earth realm, oh God. I thank you, God, for the members of PSMI who come faithfully to the page. Thank you, God, for you have drawn them in by your loving kindness, oh God. So I thank you, God, that you have chosen us for the work, oh God. And I ask you, God, if you would meet the needs of your people, oh God, for they are seeking your face, God. Not only are they seeking your hand, but they are seeking your face, oh God. So show them you, God. Show them who you really are, God. Show them, God, that you are strong and mighty, and your arm is strong and mighty to save, oh God. And it is not against the promises that you have given us, oh God. So we thank you, God, for all that you're manifesting in this season, for all the promises that you've given us, for all of them are yes and amen, and we stand firm upon your word, oh God. Let us not get weary in well-doing, oh God, because we understand that we shall reap if we faint not, oh God. But this is the word of the Lord, God, that we hold close to our hearts, oh God. So we thank you, God, and I come today, God, and I ask you, God, to forgive us, God, corporately and individually, God. I ask that you would forgive us, God, for not doing your will, oh God. Forgive us, God, for all the times that we did not witness, oh God. Forgive us, God, for the times that we did not speak your word and serve we chose. oh God. Strengthen us, God, against temptation, against those things that are coming up against us that are tempting to hinder your promises, oh God. Strengthen us against temptation, oh God. Strengthen us, God, for the single people, oh God. I ask you, God, if you would strengthen us, God, that we might remain sanctified, Father, and holy unto you, oh God, so that we might not become weary, God, and wasting, God. And even if you never sin a mate, oh God, you are still God. And we are married to you, oh God. And we will live a life of righteousness and holiness before you, oh God. You said, behold, you made all things new, oh God. So we thank you for newness, God. We thank you for creating newness upon this wretched man that we are, oh God. We thank you, God, for being merciful, Father, for being kind, God, and for being giving, and for being a forgiving God, and for being a loving God. We know that we have failed you, God. We know, God, that we've done things that are not pleasing, God. So I stand in the gap for your people, and I ask you, God, to forgive us, God, and let us get it right, God. Let us get it right, God. I lift up Stephen to you, oh God, and I ask you, God, if you will trust your God, give him the strength, Father, to go through what it is that he's taking you for in this season, God. Remove the spirit of addiction. We bind that now in the name of Jesus, and we cast it to a desolate place to never return. He will walk upright before you. He will walk in his calling, oh God. And we thank you for the life, the death, and the resurrection for Jesus, because we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony that you have given us, oh God. So we thank you, God. We thank you for moving by your spirit. We ask for prophetic release. We ask that you will saturate the atmosphere, God. We're Prophet Shakespeare fans at this moment, that you will saturate the atmosphere where he is, oh God. That the kabod of God will fall fire upon him, oh God. So that the rain of water will come forth, Father, because your word is sharp and dull and sword, oh God. Passing between soul and spirit, oh God. So we ask you, God, not only for countrywide, but we ask you today for words of correction. We ask you, God, for words of warning, God. We ask you, God, that you would deliver your word, God, not just for itchy ears, God, but so that we might walk upright before you, so that we would know that the prophet is among us, oh God. Thank you for thy servant heareth, oh God. We look to hear from you today, oh God. We look to hear from you today. We not only want to hear what's good. Sometimes we need to hear what's wrong with us and how filthy we are, oh God. We ask that you release that today, oh God. And give us the boldness, Father, to accept it and to deliver it, oh God. And we bind right now the spirit of offense. We call it destiny now in the name of Jesus. We declare no dominion of the PSMI, of the prophetic perspective, of the prophet Shakespeare, and anyone who receives the word on today. We thank you, God, for your glory and your majesty. We thank you for every dream and vision, God. We thank you, God, for every revelation, every word of knowledge, every word of wisdom, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the gifts that you've given us, spiritual, God, and God, natural gifts that you have given us, God. We thank you, God, for the fruits of the Spirit, oh God, and allow us to walk upright before you, oh God. And we thank you, God. And we count it all joy. We count it all joy. We just bless your name on today. We honor you. We magnify you. And we exalt you on today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's worship the Lord.
Hallelujah. because you, I adore you. I adore you, God. More of you, God. More of your power, more of your spirit, God. More of your presence, oh God. It is yearn for you, God, even as the deer passes after the streets of our soul. Long for you, oh God. We long for you, oh God. Release your spirit, God. You said you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh, oh God. All flesh, you shall reign on the just and the unjust, oh God. I pray for your spirit to be released, God, in this season, oh God. Do what you would have done, oh God. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God.
There's only one word you describe. And only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. Holy, holy, yeah.
Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Thank you, my sons, my daughter. Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God for exciting, hallelujah, the show today. Praise the Lamb of God with prayer. What? Man, I tell you, we have some of the most powerful people, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that anybody could want. Praise the Lamb of God on their team praying. Hallelujah. Boy, we got men and women who can really, really call down the thunder. Praise the Lamb of God and the fire of God. Hallelujah, as it relates to prayer. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome, 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 praise the Lamb of God, people that we have, our sons and daughters in God today. Thank you so much, Elder White. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you so much, Maginice, for petitioning the throne of grace for us. Praise God. Y'all just didn't mess me up here. I was getting revelation, praise the Lamb of God, while they were speaking on our 50-day fast, people of God, that's coming up quickly, praise the Lamb of God, as we are approaching Easter. Our fast will start Easter Sunday night at midnight, praise the Lamb of God, and it will go until Pentecost, 50 days, praise the Lamb of God. For those of you that's entering in with us, this is a 50-day fast. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not for possessions. It's not for money. It's not for homes. It's not for cars. This fast, praise the Lamb of God, is a fast, praise the Lamb of God, that we are seeking God's face for the authority and power, praise the Lamb of God, of Pentecost. We want to walk in the anointing, praise the Lamb of God, of the apostles and those, hallelujah, who was poured upon, such as Philip, praise the Lamb of God, and those that had the ability, hallelujah, to heal, whose shadows were healing, praise the Lamb of God. I'm asking you to go on this fast with us, praise the Lamb of God, that the outpouring may come upon you, praise the Lamb of God, that as we stretch forth our hands to heal, that God would heal, that he would use us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. 50 days of fasting, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We have every week already broke down on how we're going to break down our menu to a place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that is going to be very, very small portions of that we can eat. Everybody that enter into this fast, praise the Lamb of God, will lose weight if you do it according to what, praise the Lamb of God, is being asked of you. You are going to lose some weight, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, if you enter into this fast according to the way, hallelujah, that it is prescribed to you. The result in is going to be power, praise the Lamb of God, is going to be anointing, hallelujah, that we all need to walk in, praise the Lamb of God. I'm not one who gives up bread for Lent and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. I've never even researched Lent as it comes to Catholicism, that I can give up bread for, you know, 40 days and this, that, and another without discipline in no other area. That's foolishness to me. Praise the Lamb of God. It just is. It's foolishness to me. I believe in fasting. I believe in mortifying the flesh. I believe in putting my head in the Word of God, taking my mind off the television, taking my mind out of the radios and off of secular society, praise the Lamb of God, garbage and gibberish, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and foolishness, and setting myself in a spiritual mode, praise the Lamb of God, so I can receive vision and direction from God, so I can draw close, hallelujah, to the Lord, hallelujah, in a way, hallelujah, that gives me that extra edge, if you would, praise the Lamb of God, in that I do for the Lord in my assignment. And so I'm sharing with you all, praise the Lamb of God, that after this fast, praise the Lamb of God, we're going forth witnessing. Even on Facebook, praise the Lamb of God, we're going forth witnessing. We're going to break down some strongholds and some barriers. Praise the Lamb of God. My son, hallelujah, and my daughter in California, the Browns, are going forth in a marriage ministry. Praise the Lamb of God, even right here on the radio show. Praise the Lamb, marriage and relationship. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about that according to the Word of God. hallelujah, and putting a lot of energy in that, because the courthouse is filled with Christians that's divorcing. Christians that's divorcing, praise the Lamb of God, in an alarming rate, praise the Lamb of God. We're about to do some things, praise the Lamb of God, that the devil is going to raise hell about, and he can raise it, praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God, but the gates of hell shall not prevail against us, according to the word of God. The gates, the very gates of hell, shall not prevail against us, but guess what? We shall prevail against them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going in the enemy camp and take back what belongs to us. Praise the Lamb of God as it relates, hallelujah, to relationships, as it relates to the things of God. Praise the Lamb of God that the Lord will have for us. I'm asking you to join me in this fast. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. I got a caller here. Error code 504.
Prophet?
Yes.
This is Danae.
Hi, Danae.
Hi. How are you and everybody that's on the show right now?
We are doing wonderful. What's going on, girl? Talk to me.
I just wanted to say you are on point. You are on point. I was praying the last couple of days, the last couple of nights I've been praying. You know, I've been seeing visions of, you know, of me personally and then a lot of my close friends going out into the world, into snatching the souls. And it's not about, and it's just, it's been a lot of complacency I've been seeing in the body of Christ, where we get comfortable in walking under the Spirit of God, but we lose that urge and that desire to see the soul saved, to go and compel them to come on the highways and byways. So I just wanted to say I am with you. I totally agree with everything you're saying right now.
I would do well. Daughter, you know you're going to play a major role in this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As it relates to how we're going to go forth witnessing, praise the Lamb of God, and testifying and sharing, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, I have been and I am serious, praise the Lamb, about what we're doing. Hallelujah. I just wait on the steps of God that he orders. Praise the Lamb of God for us to launch and go forth. I am one who is very directional by the Holy Spirit. I don't make moves without God. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't make moves without God. Hallelujah. But we are in a place now and in a season, hallelujah, that the devil has worked havoc in our world. Praise the Lamb of God. The devil has worked havoc in our society, our communities, our government, in every facet. Praise the Lamb, and in our churches, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's time for the saints to come back to God, number one, praise the Lamb of God, and give their hearts to the Lord, and then allow God to use them, hallelujah, as we look upon the fields, praise the Lamb of God, and we see that the fields are white, praise the Lamb of God. They are lily white for reaping. Praise the Lamb of God of souls. They're lily white. Our young people are going off their rocker. Praise the Lamb of God with these killings, with sex, with abominations. Our young people at young age, from grammar school all the way through college. Praise the Lamb of God, the abominations. Hallelujah. And all of that that's taking place, the perversion. Praise the Lamb of God, the sex addiction, the drug addiction. It's at an all-time high, and everybody is sitting back like this is the way it's supposed to be. The devil alive doing somersaults. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must come to a place of understanding our comfortability and our relaxation. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just an absence of good godliness, because when holiness and godliness is in you, these things are irritation in your spirit. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, that God is not pleased. The word of God warns us, praise the Lamb of God, as Paul talked to his son Timothy, praise the Lamb of God, he told him, praise the Lamb of God, in the last days, perilous times would come. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he lists many things that we're witnessing right now, praise the Lamb of God, that we're seeing right now that would be manifesting, praise the Lamb of God. And as we see these things manifesting, it's our responsibility, praise God, not to say, well, this was prophesied, it was going to happen, and just sit back and let it go. No, praise, he's telling Timothy and leaving a record for us to position ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, to be against that, praise God, that the enemy is doing. Hallelujah. We are the children of God. We are the children of light. We are those, praise the Lamb of God, that have been snatched out the fire. We are those who have been refined in the furnace of affliction and chosen and elected for God. We are those, praise the Lamb of God, that's walking in the marvelous light. We are those filled with the Holy Ghost. We are the prophetic people of God. The latter-day outpouring is upon us, praise the Lamb of God, and we must take charge in this season, praise the Lamb of God. Join me in this 50-day fast, people of God. Hallelujah. From resurrection to Pentecost. From resurrection to Pentecost. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to break down our diet, our appetite. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to small portions. Hallelujah. For all three meals. No more gluttony. Praise the Lamb of God. Gluttony is a sin. No more gluttony. We're breaking down our portions. Praise the Lamb of God. Gluttony is a sin. That's the scriptures tell you that. Praise the Lamb of God. We're breaking down our portions, and we're going to give our bodies over to being mortified. Praise the Lamb of God. Mortifying this flesh and giving ourselves to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Oh, do I love Jesus today. Praise the Lamb of God. Daughter, thank you for calling in. You have excited me. Error code 985, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet. How are you? This is Margie in the Bayou.
I'm fine, Margie. How are you doing today?
I'm just not running around in my house because you have hit it so prevalently that it is so alarming to see even in our churches the lethargic of the people and leaders that are just watching but not understanding. Sunday, someone had approached me and said, you need to smile more. You have a frown on your face. I didn't have a frown on my face, but I was asking God, what's the devil doing here? Oh, he's got to get out of here. I'm praying strategically, walking and praying, and someone is telling me I need to be smiling. I just walked off and went to the back, and I said, Lord, she doesn't even understand. I said, why am I going to laugh and let the devil have place? I have been on a fast, and this is my 21 days. And as I was coming off, because I was praying and saying, why don't more people, more of us desire the fire of Pentecost? And I told intercessors, we need to be asking for this church to be on fire, flames in this church. I say, I'm praying for that for Pentecost. I don't know what you all are doing, but you need to get your hearts right because this is what we're going to be praying for. And that was to the intercessors. I said, we can't pray weak prayers. We can't pray those prayers where we have no power. We need to see miracles happening. We need to see people being delivered. There are more people right now sick in the body of Christ. I've been visiting this week.
It's never been in the history. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a shame. It's so much sickness, so much disease, so much death that's going on through sickness and what have you. And all we're doing is praying over people, talking about, Lord, let your will be done. When God desires for us to have the power to rebuke death himself, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and allow his virtue to flow through us, praise the Lamb of God, in these healing sessions. People of God, we're going to have healing services. We're going to have deliverance services, praise the Lamb of God. My bishop is already in queue. I'm about to light up his mic in a minute. Bishop Myatt, whom walks in a healing anointing, praise the Lamb of God. He's right on time to come on and be a part of this, praise the Lamb of God, dynamic conversation that we're having. Hallelujah, as we move into our prophetic flow. People of God, as Marge has been speaking, there will be an irritation in your spirit as you're fasting, praise the Lamb of God, about all foolishness and craziness that's going on. Praise the Lamb. You have to hold your demeanor, though, and recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that you are in a spiritual state. And carnality, praise the Lamb of God, and fleshly things will irritate you. Fleshly conversation will irritate you while you're on a fast. From resurrection to Pentecost, resurrection night, praise God, I want you to enjoy your resurrection meal with your families and things, but at midnight, we are on a fast, praise the Lamb of God, from midnight to Pentecost, from midnight to Pentecost, 50 days of real fasting, not Lent. Now, we're talking about fasting, we're talking about praying, we're talking about word, we're talking about separating ourselves. I'm telling you, people of God, praise the Lamb, this is going to be one of the most intense fasts that we have ever had, praise the Lamb of God, since we have been, praise the Lamb of God, on this show, on Facebook, since you all have come in to encounter me. This is going to be an intense fast. Anybody that on this fast and do it the way I say, you're going to lose weight. It's not for that reason, but you're going to, praise the Lamb of God, because our portions are going to be saucer size, praise the Lamb of God, portions for every meal that we eat. No more gluttony. It's over. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to give ourselves to prayer. We're going to give ourselves to the Word of God. And I am putting it all together myself. Praise the Lamb of God. So that this fast will be the fast of fasts. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the empowerment of God will fall upon us fresh. We want a fresh anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. A fresh outpouring and a fresh move of God. I love you all. Praise the Lamb. I got one more caller, and then we're going to bring on our bishop, the overseer of this state, Bishop DeVay Mike. Area code 226, praise the Lamb of God. You're calling.
Praise God, praise God.
Hey, Gil, praise the Lamb of God. How's the Canadians doing, man?
We're freezing in this frostbitten cold.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you all must be blowing it over the bridge here because we had a very, very cold yesterday in the night. I haven't been out today, but it still looks kind of cold out there to me. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God. You know,
I'm going to get my bishop on right quick, and then we want to get into our prophetic mode. Gil, you there?
Yes, brother.
Did you have something special to say to us?
I was saying I've been fasting for the last 2 days, and when you were mentioning that about the change for this 50-day fast, and the Lord has been quickening that it's just not a change that you're just going to lose the weight, but you're going to be filled up with the Spirit. Because,
Hallelujah.
You know, there are many people who are wanting to say, Lord, I need healing. I need healing. Are we claiming the healing? Are we allowing the Lord to really do the work that
my
he needs to do?
God. Hallelujah.
You know, so this fast is just not just going to be for us to lose the weight, but to fill up with him inside of us more.
My God. That's, hallelujah. I'm talking about something that's going to change us and change, praise the Lamb of God, the conditions and situations of things. We're going to bring our bishop on, praise the Lamb of God, Bishop DeVay Myatt, the pastor of the Christ Temple, a church in Detroit, Michigan. And your mic is hot, Bishop. Are you there?
God bless you, prophet, and I just want to preface this by simply saying I still believe in miracles.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God, and I do too, my brothers. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Praise the Lamb
yes,
of
sir.
I still believe in miracles. Praise the Lamb. Good afternoon to you, Bishop. We're happy to have you here with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know you've heard just a tidbit of our conversation here. Praise the Lamb. I know you walk, praise the Lamb of God, and flow in a healing anointing. Matter of fact, people of God, the anointing is so strong on him. I have sent people from my ministry to his ministry, praise the Lamb of God, to sit under that anointing so that they can receive, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the virtue that's on him, hallelujah, so that deliverance could come, hallelujah. And we thank God we have saw the improvement. We have saw what God has done through this man of God. So I thank God for him today. He is my good friend and brother. Praise God. Woo! And he's also the bishop of the state. Talk to us, Bishop.
God bless you, prophet. I tell you, I'm really excited, and I guess it's true excitement breeds excitement, because the more I hear you, of course, amen, I'm stirred up in the spirit, and I'm just believing God for a ridiculous breakthrough, even for those who are listening on your broadcast today.
Oh, well, praise God, man.
As you know, Bishop, General Overseer Shakespeare, we are preparing for our conference here for the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship 2013.
Oh, yeah, man of God. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. That's coming up real soon, too.
It is. In fact, the date for that conference is April the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th. You're talking about Pentecost. You're talking about resurrection. I tell you, we're going to have an awesome, awesome experience.
Wow, my goodness gracious. And this is all coming right at the dawn of our fast, people of God, the first 3 days of our fasting. Praise the Lamb of God. And let me tell you, I have never been in a service with Bishop Myatt, praise the Lamb of God, that he's not sensitive to the move of God, hallelujah, as it relates, I'm talking about on the state level, any level, that it relates to healing and deliverance, praise the Lamb of God. He will step out, he will break out, he will not preach, he will just go right into it as the Spirit is sensitive, and he's sensitive to the Spirit of God, hallelujah. We have had some dynamic moves, praise the Lamb of God, as this man of God goes first. We are under the auspices of Bishop Paul Sylvester Martin, hallelujah,
That's correct.
Atlanta, Georgia now, amen, and New Orleans, Louisiana, where the Full Gospel Baptist Church was birthed at, praise the Lamb of God, and is our headquarters there in Atlanta now. And our state, praise the Lamb of God, reflects our national, praise the Lamb of God, and our regional. Our regional and our national, really, in that order, praise the Lamb of God.
But that is correct.
People of God, let me tell you something. These 3 nights, talk to us about our anointed speakers and things of that nature that we're going to have there. What's going to be going on?
Amen. Well, of course, the conference is celebrating legacy and pursuing destiny.
My God in heaven.
Let me just say that one more time. Celebrating legacy and pursuing destiny. And that's what we're all about here in the Full Gospel Baptist Church. And, of course, we are very excited, amen, that Bishop Paul Sylvester Morton would allow this mantle to rest upon us to serve in this capacity. But during this conference, of course, we have some dynamic men and women of God who are going to be sharing with us. Of course, yours truly will be opening it up on Wednesday night with our annual address. And we're going to address so many things as we move forward progressively in this 2013. And then, of course, we have Bishop Simon Gordon out of Chicago, Illinois.
Ooh!
And my God, oh, yes, I know that's your hometown. Amen. So that must be your homeboy.
That's my homeboy there. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bishop Gordon is a dynamic man of God. He's our regional bishop, and he's going to be sharing with us on that particular night. And then, of course, the last night, amen, we're going to climax with our second presiding bishop in the person of Bishop Neil C. Ellis from the Bahamas.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Sir, I'm excited, and I can't wait.
Ooh, let me get my shoes shined. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh,
Bishop
I'm
Neil Ellis,
excited.
Be there with us, too. A prophet indeed, he is.
That is correct.
A lot of people don't know that about Neil. Neil is a prophet. Praise the Lamb.
He walks in it.
Hallelujah for the time we're going to have.
He drinks it. Oh, he's a mighty man of God. And, of course, you and I have been knowing him sometime, and even before he reached this pinnacle. But we know that he has always walked in this office, and we are very excited about his presence. And not only that, but this conference has an educational piece that's going to be dynamic. We have with us those knights. We have Dr.
Who
Brian
is that now? You said those knights. Okay. Go ahead.
Dr. Brian Davis. And, of course, if you have any pastors or leaders that are listening in on this broadcast, I just want to say that this man, Brian Davis, specialized in church retention. Praise God. In other words, For the most of us, we don't have a problem with people visiting our churches, and we don't have a problem with people joining our churches. We often have a problem in keeping them. Praise God.
Yes.
And
retention,
so he teaches
yes.
us
right, retaining
that's right,
them.
How to retain them. And
yes.
Of course, you don't want to miss that. He's going to be put up to the mic each night at 6:30. You don't want to miss these teachings and trainings and strategies that he's going to give us.
My God, Bishop, already you have given us enough right now for somebody to get on a train, plane, or get in a car and drive cross state.
Oh,
hallelujah. I mean, Neil Ellis, Simon Gordon, yourself,
yes.
praise
yes.
the Lamb of God, and then Bryant, praise the Lamb
yes.
of God, lecturing each night. What
That's
is there
right.
anything else we can look forward to?
Well, of course, we have even one of our dynamic women of God amongst us. She's a prophet, amen, and she's a prophetess, and she's going to be sharing with us, amen, my sister, Pastor Gracie McCoy.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Now, you know, she's an accurate woman of God. So when she
yeah.
speaks, you better listen. And, of course, coupled with that, we're excited to have our Joshua generation, our youth ministry. They're going to be having their own services simultaneous. And, of course, it's going to be crazy over there.
Young people going to be in their own deliverance and all of that.
Oh, yes. I might have to put up my
come out, praise the Lamb of God, and get service on that level. Is DeVay coming home?
Yes, he is. My son will be coming home.
Oh, my God. DeVay going to be there, boy. Rod Nation, all of them. Boy, yeah, listen, people of God, you don't want to miss this. Your young people, your teenagers, praise your young adults, you want to pack this place out for that. Now, you just forgot to tell us one thing here. Give us the address and stuff where all this going down at. Praise the Lamb of God. We need that.
I think that's one of the most important things, of course. And, again, I'll give you those conference dates, Wednesday, April the 3rd through Friday, April the 5th. And all
now, you know,
of this is going
down. Number of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Four is the
yes,
number
sir.
Of God's tolerance.
My.
Hallelujah. Five is the number of God's favor.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
So we got a great expectation on that, man. Praise the Lamb of God.
Now you're getting deep there because I guess each night would have to run in succession for that because I stand in the office of the state bishop, and then Thursday night we have the regional bishop, and then Friday night an international bishop.
And then, man, when you add all those dates up, they equal 12, which is the oracle of God.
That is correct. So with
5 and 4 is 9 and 3 is 12.
That is correct. But listen here. All roads lead to 24350 Southfield, Michigan. That's
24350 Southfield Road.
That is right. Southfield Road in Southfield, Michigan. And so we're very, very excited about that. And
is there a name there on that place or something? How are we going to identify the building? What is it? Is it a church? What is it?
No, this is the Silver Garden Event Center. And many people know it as the Shrine Silver Garden. But, again, we're going to have our signage out there so you can look for the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship signage. But, of course, this is the Silver Garden Event Center. Again, at 24350 Southfield Road.
Oh, yeah. Easy access to lots of parking. Beautiful.
Oh, yes.
The Jews built that. That used to be a Jewish place.
And they're still operating out of there. But I tell you, it's like you said, it's well lit, and the parking is in abundance. Security will be there to make sure you're safe. From your car. I mean, we're just going to do it in a spirit of excellence. And I would love to have those who are listening share with us.
People of God, praise the Lord. Whether you listen to my voice now or are listening to the archives tonight and later on during the week, praise the Lord, as these dates approach, I'm going to say this to you. You don't want to miss this. It's being planned very well. We've been having meetings and conference calls. We just had a conference call the other night. About 70 people were on there, our leaders, praise the Lamb of God, gearing up for this dynamic, praise the Lamb of God, outpouring of God. We don't like to call them an event. Praise that this is not an event. This is a visitation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is the season of manifestation. Manifestations comes as a result of visitation. Praise the Lamb of God. When God visits, he imparts. Praise the Lamb of God.
Now you're talking.
Hallelujah. And we're looking for this great impartation. I did a revival for this man of God many years ago. I can't even tell. I know it was way before he built the new sanctuary there on Plymouth. Praise the Lamb of God. And while I was ministering to him, the Lord just brought this back to me when I was with him on last week, coming from Chicago. The Lord dropped in my spirit, and I heard it clear again that the spirit of Josiah rests upon this man of God. That's the reformation. That's the season we're in. God is reforming, he's reshaping, and he's reviving. Praise the Lamb of God. And he always does that through mighty manifestations and impartations. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't want to miss that. Give us that address one more time and those dates.
Amen. Again, Prophet, those dates again, it's April the 3rd through the 5th. The address is 24350 Southfield Road, and that's in Southfield, Michigan. Of course,
and doors open at what time?
Oh, we open at 6 o'clock. The doors open at 6 o'clock. They're going to start intercessory prayer at 6:15. I tell you, it's going to be an awesome, awesome experience.
My God in heaven. Thank you, Bishop Myatt. Thank you for being here with us today. But let me tell you, the air is excited right now with the prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. Where is my first assistant, Jocelyn? Where you at? Push one on your dial. You're here with me. Praise the Lamb of God. We're about to do some flowing here. Overseer, if you can stay with us, the Lord might have a word for you here. Praise the Lamb of God. And hallelujah. As we do our prophetic flow that we do every Thursday, this might have to spill over into tomorrow, too, because we only have 30 minutes left here. Jocelyn, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Prophet. I'm here.
How are you doing today, woman of God?
I'm doing great. How are you, Prophet and Bishop Myatt?
Bless you, my daughter. How are you?
Fine.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Listen, it has been this has been a good, praise the Lamb of God. This has been a good service, good session we've been having. And I want to tell you this, praise the Lamb of God. There's no registration on this conference that Bishop Myatt was just talking about. You don't have to pay a quarter to come.
That's
praise
right.
the Lamb of God. We, of course, free will offerings will be taken, but there's no registration fee. Praise the Lamb of God. He worked out that already to be taken care of. All you have to do is get there. Praise
that's
the Lamb
it.
Of God. Night service only. Praise the Lamb of God. You should be rejoicing about that. No $20, no $100 fees. All you have to do is get there. Praise the Lamb of God and be a part of the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship's Hallelujah, State Conference. It's going to be on. I feel it in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn just got back from the, which one you just came back from, Jocelyn?
Yes, we just had our Colorado, New Mexico, West Texas State Conference last week. It was the 13th through the 15th, and it was awesome. We had
listen to that. Look, what dates was it?
It was March the 13th through the 15th.
That's 3, 4, 5, Myatt. Now watch this. Watch this. Jocelyn texts me every day while she was there. How was the services and stuff?
Awesome. I mean, it was dynamic. We had the 6-in-1 for the
awesome.
State, and it was our services were, and the teaching, the classes was just dynamic.
My goodness.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. We're set up for a miracle. Praise the Lamb. We're set up for a miracle. And guess what? Looking at the international conference, the dates are the same, Myatt.
That is correct, of course. I'm very, very excited about that. And, of course, our our second presiding bishop, who will be closing out for us on the 5th, will also be closing out the international in July on the 5th as well.
Oh, my goodness. This is just too many ironicisms, if you would. You know, this is just so ironic. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, let's get some prophetic flow going this last 30 minutes here. Praise the Lamb. Jocelyn, is there anything you want to say to the bishop?
You know, Bishop, God just spoke to me and just said, higher, higher for you. There's no place other than higher for you to go. And that's what God was just dropped that in my spirit regarding you.
Hallelujah.
Look up.
Higher.
Bless you.
My God, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. Wait a minute, Bishop. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. Oh, my goodness. I hear something here. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Overseer, praise the Lamb of God. God said he's going to give you the money to pay your church off.
Bless you.
Bless Overseer, you. God says he's going to give you the money to pay your church off.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know how much that is. Praise the Lamb of God. But God says he's going to give, he's seen your heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to give you. Hallelujah. Give you, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to listen to the word give. Give you the money to pay your church. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I just spoke this word over Helen down in Texas. Praise the Lamb. Told her God said he was going to give you, praise the Lamb of God, the money for three properties is what's going to be yours. She went to an auction, and a lady, she didn't even know what was going to be there, walked up and said, what you doing here? She said, I'm interested in these properties that they're about to auction. She said, well, are you going to bid on them? She said, I would, but I don't have the initial $25,000. The lady flipped out her checkbook and wrote her a check and said, now you do. Then she owed a balance of $100,000, and somebody called and said, we don't want you to have a balance. Here's the $100,000.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you, this all happened inside of 1 week. After I left there on a Tuesday, on a Monday, that Tuesday this took place. The next day after I left, praise the Lamb of God. That's how fast God is moving in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless you, man of God. We love you. Thank you for being here with us today, Overseer Mike. We bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. What an awesome brother he is. I just love this man of God. He is just so pure in his spirit. Praise the Lamb. All right, people of God, y'all know our routine. Hallelujah. Push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, those of you that's up, praise the Lamb, you're going to have to push one on your dial again because all of you just sitting in queue and you've been on with us. You're going to have to come out and re-hit. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you that are already in queue that I've talked with already, praise the Lamb of God. Everybody else, praise the Lamb of God. If you need to hear a word today, you need to push one on your dial right now, praise the Lamb of God. As Prophetess Jocelyn and I are here, we pray together this morning for this move. We pray together over the phone today, praise the Lamb of God, so that the Lord will give us this revelation for you. But we need you to push one on your dial now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, so that we can give you, praise the Lamb of God, what God is speaking in this season concerning you. Woo! Boy, I feel Jesus here today. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me give me a little flow. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is good, isn't he? Woo! I feel God here. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. All right. We got a caller here. Praise the Lamb of God. Who is this now? Error code 917.
Hi, Prophet.
Hi, who's calling?
This is Arlene Crawford from New York.
Oh, this is my daughter. Praise the Lord. How you doing, sweet?
I'm fine. How are you?
You know, you were on my heart this morning. Praise the Lamb of God when I was in prayer.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. Is things well? Is all well?
Yes, everything is well. It's going. So I just want to hear a word to keep going. I'm thankful that you're doing the fast because I was thinking about doing one. So now that you're going to do it, I'm going to join on with you.
No, we're going to do it now, right? We're going to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jocelyn, our daughter Arlene is there in New York. Praise the Lamb of God. What you hearing for?
I just heard a lesson that he's making the crooked places straight for you. God says that he's also making the rough places smooth for you. This is also a season of transition for you, especially in the area in ministry, in the area of ministry. This is a season of transition. God says that he's going to begin to show you the path that that you must take. I'm hearing a lot of chatter around you that's causing a little bit of confusion, and God says that he's placing those in your life who need to be in your life, and God says that he's also placing around you seers, so those who can see for you, because not everybody can see for you. And God says he's placing those in your life. There's just a lot of movement and a lot of transition that's going on. But the Lord says, know that he is making the crooked places straight for you in this season, and that's the word of the Lord for you.
Okay.
Amen.
God bless you.
Arlene, praise the Lamb of God. Listen to me good. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I know this goes exactly with what Jocelyn is saying to you. I'm glad she said that. That cut a lot of what I heard out, praise the Lamb of God, because she's already said it. But the Lord says this to you. He's going to give you a brand new building to put the business in, praise the Lamb of God, that you have envisioned. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a business on the inside of you. Praise the Lamb of God. God
so
says,
you, I have my room.
Give
so
a brand new building. Hallelujah. For this business. Praise the Lamb of God. And I won't take that back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now I heard you say something. What did you say?
I said I just got my real estate license, so that's kind of right that road.
Oh, my God. So you're going to have your own real estate office. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know the Lord just dropped on me so heavy to tell you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. No wonder there's so much chatter going on about you. Praise the Lamb. Bless you today. We love you. You know you have your two daughters there, too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, praise. One of them is just so humble and meek, and that other one, what are we going to do with her?
Oh, I don't
Hallelujah.
Know.
Hallelujah.
I'm praying for her all the time. Oh, my God.
God's got a plan for her life, though. Praise the Lamb of God. Know that. Praise the Lamb. There's something very, very special about her. Praise the Lord. That's why she's so outgoing. Hallelujah. God's got a plan for her life with society, with people. Praise the Lamb of God, that's going to start manifesting. You're going to see a change in her. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As she's burdened with for her assignment. Praise the Lamb. Don't even worry about her. Praise God. God has been hearing you praying about her in Jesus' mighty name. But that humble one, she just is sweet. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. How precious is her spirit. Praise the Lord. All right, girl, we gotta move. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't have much time. I bless you today. Happy
God
to hear your voice today, Arlene, okay?
God bless you guys. Thank you.
All right now. Praise the Lord. Oh, boy, I tell you, ain't nothing like being in the prophetic mode. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless you. Okay, Erica 505.
Hello. This is Evangelist Robin. Mr. Robin.
Robin, a prophetess is calling in. A prophetess is calling in from Albuquerque. Albuquerque,
hallelujah.
New Mexico area code. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophetess Robin, how you doing today?
I'm blessed. How are you all doing?
We are so blessed, boy. I tell you, the Lord is so good until we're just excited about what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
You call in to prophesy to me or prophesy to Joshua or prophesy to us or what you call in for?
I'm calling in for the word for the prophet.
Oh, my God. It is for a word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Joshua, what, you got something to speak to your sister today?
Yes, I just heard a listed promotion for you, and I don't know if you're currently working right now, but the Lord just dropped in my spirit, job change. There will be a job change. And God says, even as there is a promotion in the natural, God says, expect it in the spiritual as well. And God says that it's going to happen quickly and suddenly, and you're not even going to have to look for it. It's going to come to you. So God said, expect that promotion, not only in the natural, but also in the spiritual as well, and especially also in regards to ministry. The Lord says that you have been faithful, and he's seen your faithfulness, and this is a season that you will be rewarded openly for your faithfulness in the ministry, and that's the word of the Lord for you.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Robin, praise the Lamb of God. This is that you need to really... hopefully, if you can, remember to write down a lot of this that Jocelyn and I is telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what the Lord is. Okay, good. This is what the Lord is speaking, praise the Lamb of God, to you also, to what Jocelyn is saying. God says that change is on the horizon for you. Praise the Lamb of God. That everything around you is about to change. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. In a matter of 3 months. Praise the Lamb of God. Your life is going to go into a metamorphosis. And God says, praise the Lamb, don't be disturbed or moved by those that he's about to take out of your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm. And around you, praise the Lamb of God. They must be removed for what God is purporting you to. Right? That promotion Jocelyn was talking about, God is moving you now into a strategic position that's going to bless you for the rest of your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So get ready, get ready, get ready for the change. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I've been talking about change, change. You are one of those, praise the Lamb of God, that change is about to hit. Praise the Lamb of God. In the next 3 months, hallelujah, you want to see the wheels in this mechanism in the spirit turning to change things on your behalf, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
My God, praise God.
Hallelujah. I bless you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How's my bishop doing out there? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, yes. He is doing wonderful. You know, he's the jurisdictional bishop now, and things are moving up. He's got
tell
the building.
I'm waiting on my invite to come back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I sure will let him know that.
Don't let that shirt color make him forget about me.
I'll let him know that.
All right. Be blessed, daughter.
Thank you all so much. The word was right on time, both of you.
All right. Love you now.
Love you, too. God bless.
Bless you. Oh, my goodness gracious, brother. The Lord is so good. Hallelujah. Erico 313. Erico 313. 7395214. No, Erico, is that right? Erico, no.
Good afternoon.
Yes, all right. I got the right one. Praise the Lamb of God. Who's calling?
This is Patrick calling.
Patrick, oh, yeah, my daughter was telling me something about a Patrick, praise the Lamb of God, who had called in, praise the Lamb of God. Patrick, what church you from?
Faith Tabernacle Church in Highland Park, Michigan.
In Highland Park, Michigan, Faith Tabernacle, all right, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Joshua, you hear something for your brother today?
Yes, Brother Patrick, the Lord says to me that there is a new car for you. There's been some... transportation issues I'm seeing, and God says that there is a new car for you in this season. Expect it, and that's the word of the Lord for you.
Okay.
Hold on, son. Hold on. The Lord says he's about to give you more than you ever desired. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God says, so position yourself so it will not be taken from you, what he's given you. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, number one, you're going to have to walk in integrity. Praise the Lamb. Everything's going to have to be lined up, precept upon precept, line upon line. when it comes down to business. Praise the Lord. If God give you a car, you make sure it's insured. Praise the Lord. If you get your new car, you make sure it's insured, full coverage, and all of that, praise the Lamb, and it's protected. If God give you a lump sum of money, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, then you have to learn. Some people will, God will bless, and they will tell everybody about it, and then you see them 6 months from now, they don't have a dime, praise the Lamb of God. So you're going to have to use wisdom, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and get with investors and things of this nature. We're not going to rob you, praise the Lamb of God, and have wisdom in what God gives you so that your money can make money for you. God is strategically placing you in this season, praise the Lamb of God, not only to bless you, but to be a blessing. Hallelujah. I bless you in Jesus' name, Patrick. Okay, man of God?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Be blessed today.
All right. You too.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Erico 630.
This is Raphael and Reggie.
Y'all in Chicago. It's Chicago now.
Yes, we are, Prophet.
Well, Chicago could be in Detroit.
You will be next week for me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all back at the, y'all back over there in the corner, huh?
I understand
my daughter is free. My daughter
I'm sorry,
is preaching.
And y'all
there to support Shatwan and her preaching ministry this weekend. I know about that already. Praise the Lamb of God, and I bless you all for being that supportive and having that kind of love and fellowship one amongst another. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Raphael is here. Jocelyn?
Yes, I just heard the Lord say for both of you and Reginald, that there's emptying, there's some emptying that's going on. God's emptying you, and for you to submit to the processing, because he wants to fill you with more of his word and his glory. And God says that that the glory that will rest upon you will be seen by many. There's a powerful ministry there, and God says that there's going to require some sacrificing on your end in order for him to fill you completely and for you to walk in where he's taking you to. God says get ready for elevation based upon your obedience to his word. And the Lord says that, again, to you two, that you have been faithful and get ready for the increase. It's not that you are wanting a financial increase, material gain, but God says it's going to be more of an increase in the anointing that's on your life that you're going to carry. And that's the word of the Lord for you.
Praise the Lamb of God. Raphael, this word is specifically for you. Praise the Lord. The Lord says by this time next year, praise the Lamb of God, you will no longer walk in the paths that you have walked in, that he has a new path for you to walk in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord says, that there's a new path for you to walk in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God says that this path is going to lead you to all of the things that he has showed you, praise the Lamb of God, in visions and dreams that you have had, praise the Lamb, concerning your ministry and concerning your life. God said, this is going to be the path that's going to set the change, praise the Lamb of God, for you to walk through these doors of promotion, praise the Lamb, as Jocelyn is speaking, in the spiritual realm, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to manifest in the physical. I bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes. All right. Here's another one. No, that one just moved. Praise. I don't know what happened here. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was a three something, and I when I hit it, they left. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. How wonderful is our God today? Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I tell you, in this season, praise the Lamb of God, that we're in, you must, praise the Lamb of God, bring yourself into a place of understanding what God is doing in your life that is so very important, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's so very important to you as it relates to Praise the Lamb of God, the manifestation of God. You must remember this. I was reading 1 Peter today, praise the Lamb of God, around verses 5, 4, 5, 6, and 7, praise God, where it's talking about the testing of your faith, the manifold, praise the Lamb of God, tests that come upon us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And you must remember that the two areas of your testing comes, hallelujah, for the prophetic person, comes to find out if you're going to be faithful to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Are you going to be faithful to your assignment and your calling? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's number one. And we must, I see you, caller. I'm coming to, well, that caller just, nope, you're here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see you, caller, 313-694. I'm coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see these callers. Well, let me go to these callers. Praise the Lamb. They're coming in. Area code 313-739. Hello? Area code 313-739-5214.
Yeah, you...
I already talked to you?
Yeah, you spoke to me already.
Hey, this is Patrick. Oh, well, you push one again, Patrick. Praise the Lamb of God, all right? Praise the Lamb of God. Area code 313-694.
Hi, Prophet. This is Reggie. We have left one person off. We're sitting here with Shatwan. She's driving, but she needs a word, too.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn, do you have a word for your sister?
Yes. Yes. The Lord speaks to me regarding this in the words, but traveling in the spirit realm. You're going to go into a level of prayer where it's going to, it's almost like an out-of-body experience, I'm sorry, but don't be surprised and think you're not strange when people come to you and tell you that you spoke to them in their dreams. God's taking you into another dimension of prayer, and the Lord says, don't be afraid because he's moving you by his spirit. And just don't be afraid, and just think it not strange. If people come to you and say, you appeared to me in my dreams, and this is what you said to me, because God's going to have you speaking prophetically to people in their dreams through your prayers. So just get ready to just go into another dimension of prayer, move into a higher elevation of prayer in this season, Sister Siswan. I'm trying to put in the words prophet, but that's what I'm seeing for your granddaughter, and that's what I'm hearing the Lord speak to me regarding her.
All right. Praise the Lamb. The Lord is saying to you, hallelujah, that the ministry assignments that you're receiving now are developmental. In other words, he's utilizing them, praise the Lamb, these preaching assignments, teaching assignments that's coming to you, praise the Lamb, to develop you for shepherding. Praise the Lamb of God. God says you must learn how to feed the flock of God. Praise the Lamb of God. God said he's calling you away now to come and spend time, hallelujah, with him and the word. Praise the Lamb of God. That he made revelation, praise the Lamb of God, on how to prepare, hallelujah, your messages so that you can feed the flock of God accurately. You are in a developmental stage, praise the Lamb. This is not a time for you for a lot of foolishness and for a lot of jesting and joking and running around. This is a time for you that God is calling you into a serious place of a developmental stage, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So make sure you understand that, daughter. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Maybe for one more here. Area code 248.
Hi, this is Divine Favor.
How you doing, Favor?
I'm great.
It's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me say this to everyone. Hallelujah. Just before we go, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, because you'll probably be the last one as Jocelyn's praying over you. Praise the Lamb of God. I just want to say to those of you that hear Praise the Lamb of God, if you move to make a donation, purchase products, anything of that nature, Praise the Lamb of God. If this ministry is blessing you, you want to be a blessing to this ministry, praise God. Hallelujah. Please go to PSMINTL.org, Praise the Lamb of God, and sow a seed. It would be a blessing to us, Praise the Lamb of God, to help us to remain in the mold that we are in right now and to take us further in the ministry. Praise the Lamb. We desire to do things for God. I'm still believing God
for
that dollar donation, Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah for the gathering so that I have the seed money to do everything we need to do.
Yes,
hallelujah,
God.
Gathering. I bless you all today. Hallelujah. Jocelyn, come on now.
Yes. Yes, for Sister Andrea, I heard the Lord saying to don't limit him. God's about to fill you with to overflow, and God says to just remove the boundaries, remove the limitations, because He's about to blow your mind with the blessings that He's going to deposit into your life and the life of your family.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Divine favor. The Lord says, hallelujah, when you get ready to sit down, Andrea, He called you Andrea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Andrea is mine. He said, when you get ready to sit down
mm-hmm.
with Him,
mm-hmm.
praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and prepare yourself for the calling that's on your life, everything is going to change.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
You know you've been called to ministry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God, and you have not
mm-hmm.
walked in it. Hallelujah, for whatever your reasons. God says
mm-hmm.
you decide to sit down with Him. Praise the
mm-hmm.
Lamb of God. And that's not literally a sit-down place,
mm-hmm.
but a place of prayer.
Okay.
Hallelujah. A place of supplication.
Mm-hmm.
A place of lamenting.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, before God and repenting, but not walking in it.
Mm-hmm.
And lay yourself bare and say, God, whatever it is you want me to do, I'm ready to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Give me my assignment and I'll walk in it. God says everything around you is going to change. Hallelujah.
Wow. Amen.
I bless you in the name of Yeshua.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen. Amen.
What
I receive it.
Heavy in here today. Praise the Lamb.
I'll show you.
Hallelujah. Error code 321. Error code 321.
Greetings, man of God.
Bless you. Who's calling?
This is Aisha, calling from Georgia.
Aisha, baby, we're out of time. We got 90 seconds. Can you call in tomorrow?
Yes.
Or you have to come on the page tonight at Prophet Shakespeare. Hallelujah. Prophet Shakespeare Ministries, where we come on around 10:30 tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. And all of us will be on there. Prophet, you can come on there. But I would praise the Lamb of God. It is
okay.
Over. It is over. We are out of time. Praise, and I don't want to drop on you. Praise the Lamb of God while we're talking, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Be blessed. Talk to you soon.
You be blessed also, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. We are out of time today. Hallelujah. I thank God for each of you. Overseer Myatt, Bishop Myatt, for calling in and being a part. Hallelujah, of our show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget the full gospel conference. Praise the Lamb of God. The 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Doors open at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Silver Gardens right here. In Southfield, Michigan, on Southfield Road. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The hotel that we're using will be the Westin Hotel. The Westin Hotel, praise the Lamb of God, there in Southfield, Michigan. You can ask for the full gospel rate. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm sure that there's rooms there blocked for us. I'm excited about your future. Thank you, Prophetess Jocelyn, for being here with us. Raphael. Not Raphael, Reginald. Nope, Raphael, thank you for praying And Matt Denise, thank you today. I bless you. I love you. Excited about your future. Y'all know what God is doing for us. He's making us all brand new.
Walking big soon.